evening. Welcome to the Cathedral of the Assumption. As we prepare to celebrate our liturgy, we invite your fullest participation in song and response. Now, please stand as we prepare to begin our opening hymn, Alleluia, Singing to Jesus, number 1030 in your hymn notes. We will begin immediately following our opening introit and our instrumental processional.
And we call on Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you
and with your spirit.
Dear friends, we have two very big gifts to celebrate tonight. First of all, the Universal Church invites us to celebrate the gift of Corpus Christi, the gift of the Holy Eucharist, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, given for our salvation, which we should never forget. And secondly, did you notice the sisters? Let's give the little sisters of the poor thank you all for your presence and support, and thank you, my brother priests and deacons who are here. I want to extend, as we begin this Mass, to you, Mother Maria Christine, our gratitude for the presence of the Little Sisters of the Poor, and our gratitude for your presence as the Provincial Superior in the United States. We thank you for your presence. I also want to extend to Mother Paul, who is the superior of the local church, and of course, we're especially proud of all of you because we work so closely with you. The Little Sisters have been a gift, a great gift to us. It still amazes me that it was in 1839 that the Little Sisters began their first act of mercy. And 30 years later, they were smart enough to get to Louisville. We have many things for which to be grateful, but also we ask God's blessings on us, that the work we do in the name of Christ will be purified and will serve others as Christ calls us to do. Dear friends, let us call to mind our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you embrace us with your unconditional love. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ Jesus, you are the bread of everlasting life. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you feed and nourish us with body and blood. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Thank you.
Let us pray. O God, who in this wonderful sacrament have left us a memorial of your passion, grant us, we pray, so to revere the sacred mysteries of your body and blood, that we may always experience in ourselves the fruits of your redemption, who live and reign with God the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. In those days, Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He blessed Abram, and being a priest of God Most High, he blessed Abram with these words. Blessed be Abram, by God Most High, the creator of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who delivered your foes into your hand. Then Abram gave him a tenth of everything. The reading of the Lord.
The second reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, and after he had given thanks, broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also the cup, after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes." The word of the Lord.
Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodgings and provisions, for we are in a deserted place here." He said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." They replied, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all these people." Now the men there numbered about 5,000. Then he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50. They did so, and made them all sit down. Then taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing over them, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Once again, thank you so much, each one of you, for your presence, and especially those of you who have a wonderful and intimate connection with the Little Sisters of the Poor. And I think that counts for an awful lot of you are here. I want to say a special thanks also to those of you who came for a quick 5:30 mass. As I'd like to say, you know, you already know this, but you're in for a treat. So St. Paul was not at the Last Supper. But he said that he had received from the Lord what he hands on to the Corinthians. It's the 11th chapter of the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. I received from the Lord what I hand on to you. The word handing on, traditio, we know is the word, the basis for tradition. I think of 3 ways in which St. Paul gives us a path to honor our Lord in the Holy Eucharist tonight. The first is the reverence with which he speaks. You can tell. When you read the 11th chapter, how much his heart was touched, not just his head saying, I know that the bread, what once bread is now the body of Christ, and the wine is now the blood of Christ, shed for our salvation in a very logical way. No, it touched his heart. Just like the 2 people on the way to Emmaus said, we're not our hearts burning. It touched his heart enough that it could bring about a conversion and a vocation to follow. The second thing St. Paul did is he repeated almost exactly the phrase that is in the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, when they describe that first institution of the Holy Eucharist. We're so familiar with it because it forms the center of each of our masses. Jesus took bread. And you know how the consecration becomes so quick to us that we almost can take for granted the reverence that we need. When we come up for Holy Communion, used to love to see the children receiving their first Holy Communion, and I thought, now I have to be as pious as this one. You know, if we could only maintain that great gift. And then St. Paul, the second thing he did is he passed on the faith, something parents and women religious know a lot about. To pass on the faith, to teach. And then St. Paul went one step farther. He said, I'm going to dedicate my whole life to Christian witness, so that if people want to know how important Jesus Christ is in my life, they won't even have to read the 11th chapter of the first letter to Corinthians. They will just see the way I have been changed. Are you thinking, as I am, of the Little Sisters of the Poor? You know, in many ways, people, I interviewed Mother Paul, and I should have shown this interview publicly. It's only 8 minutes. It'd be better than the homily, I think. But it's worth seeing. It's on Conversations with Archbishop Kurtz. And I thought it was interesting that when I asked you, what are the little sisters about? What do you do? And I thought, you know what I thought you were going to say? Well, we serve the poorest and frailest of the elderly. But that was not the first thing you said. The first thing you said, we want to show our love for Jesus. And then, the Christian witness, by the way, we serve the poorest and the frailest of those who are healthy. Here's what is on your website as your mission. The mission of the Little Sisters of the Poor. To offer the neediest elderly of every race and religion a home. A home where they will be welcomed as Christ. Cared for as a family and accompanied with dignity until God calls them to Himself. Wow. What an inspiring mission. And the good news is it's a mission that sisters, you're living out every day. And we're the beneficiaries of your living out that great mission. You know, it's a just 10 years since your founders was canonized as saint. And gosh, the 10 years went fast, maybe not for you. But they did go fast. I thought to myself, yeah, the work of the Little Sisters began in 1839 in France, reached Louisville 30 years later, and so we celebrate 150 years since presence of the Little Sisters of the Poor began. And as we do so, we need to not just give thanks, but we need to be inspired. Because there are people this day who yearn to be fed, just as we hear in the gospel. They yearn to have examples of people who form their lives around the Eucharistic Lord and who say, I want to follow Jesus. And who then show in an inspiring way on a day-to-day basis those who they are serving. There are so many people here tonight, not simply because we celebrate 150 years, that itself would be significant, but because of our love for you and because of our admiration of you. We pray that through this celebration, young women will be inspired to join you. To continue the mission that has become so dear to our church and to our community. In January of 2014, just a little over 5 years ago, I had just been elected president of our bishop's conference. And so on a January Monday morning, I had the privilege in the morning to be on Fox and Friends, and in the afternoon, to be on Walt Blitzer's Situation with you. Not because of me, because of them. Because the Little Sisters of the Poor will only serve if they can serve with integrity of faith. The reason why it's so appropriate that we begin today, the week for religious freedom, is because the Little Sisters of the Poor for the last 10 years have been, I hope you don't mind me saying this, poster children. Poster children because no one with an ounce of sense thinks that you're trying to make your $1 million by becoming a Little Sister of the Poor. They know all you want to do is serve, but serve with integrity of faith. And so we thank you. We thank you for inspiring us as a church and as a culture, and we ask God to bless you for many, many years to come. How suitable it is for us then to return to your mission, to love Jesus, whom we acknowledge with all our heart
in gratitude for the gift of the Holy Eucharist, and to love serving Him when we meet Him in others. God bless you. Together now we profess our faith. I believe in one God, my dear friends in Christ, we now open our hearts and minds in prayer, asking that as we reverence and honor the presence of the Eucharistic Lord at this Holy Mass, the Lord will hear and answer the prayers and petitions we place before Him.
That we will live as a Eucharistic people, giving and sharing ourselves as Christ continually does for us, so that all may have life. We pray to the Lord. For all priests, that they may be renewed, strengthened, and drawn closer to God and God's people, as they celebrate the Eucharist, we pray to the Lord. That we may recognize the many ways Christ is present in the Eucharist, in the Scriptures, and in one another, and approach our celebrations with faith and reverence, we pray to the Lord. For all who bring the body of Christ to the homebound and hospitalized, that they may be renewed through their service and be a support and a source of joy for those whom they serve, we pray to the Lord. For all who are recovering from floods, storms, or other disasters, that God will give them strength, open new opportunities for them, and help the assistance which they need to reach them promptly. We pray to the Lord. Remembering all of the little sisters, residents, friends, and benefactors who have gone before us, we offer thanks to God for His provident care over these past 150 years and ask His continued blessings on St. Joseph's home, now and into the future. We pray to the Lord. Through the intercession of St. Joseph, we pray for the city of Louisville, whose citizens have supported us so generously through the years, and ask that God grant peace and security to all who live here. We pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, especially for Robert Bob Smith, may they rejoice with the Lord in heaven. We pray to the Lord.
Heavenly Father, hear these prayers and those which lie deep within our hearts. Well up within us a deep gratitude for the gift of the little sisters of the poor, and for the gift of the Holy Eucharist that has drawn them so clearly to serve others. We pray through Christ our Lord.
Taught her daughters, the little sisters, two very important lessons. We must always say, Blessed be God, thank you, my God, and glory be to God. And we must always pray for our good benefactors. In this archival treasure, written information about each resident is recorded. October 3, 1869 is recorded as the day on which the first resident was welcomed to our home. A gentleman by the name of James, born July 1806, and a widower. A rosary is brought by Martha Maloney, member of the Association Shan Shigan. Love Our Lady very much. The rosary will take you to heaven. Go ahead, place your hand in Mary's. Never let it go. In the heart of Shan Shigan, the Blessed Virgin Mary was her mother, the one who would lead her always to Jesus. The Holy Rosary was her constant companion. Thank you.
sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Grant you, Church, O Lord, we pray, the gifts of unity and peace, whose signs are to be seen in mystery in the offerings we here present. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For at the Last Supper with his apostles, establishing for the ages to come the saving memorial of the cross, he offered himself to you as the unblemished Lamb, the acceptable gift of perfect praise. Nourishing your faithful by this sacred mystery, you make them holy so that the human race, bounded by one world, may be enlightened by one faith and united by one bond of charity. And so we approach the table of this wondrous sacrament so that, bathed in the sweetness of your grace, we may pass over to the heavenly realities here foreshadowed. Therefore, all creatures of heaven and earth sing a new song in adoration, and we with all the host of angels cry out, and without end we acclaim. Sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life, chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Him and with him and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
By the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer a sign of Christ's peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, my soul shall be healed.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, we pray that we may delight for all eternity in that share of your divine life, which is foreshadowed in the present age by our reception of your precious body and blood, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Good evening. To Archbishop Kurtz, our principal celebrant, and to an immense circle of cherished friends, along with our beloved residents, those with us now, and those who are with us in spirit, we say thank you, one and all, for sharing not only this special anniversary of our community's 150 years in Louisville, but sharing in so many of our joys and sorrows all along the years of this journey. Thank you also for allowing the Little Sisters to share as well in your joys and sorrows. You are here today because of that friendship and the memories that unite us. What more beautiful way to express our gratitude to God for these memories than through the liturgy in which we have just participated. Allow me also to offer a special word of thanks to Father Michael Winsett, the pastor of the cathedral, for allowing this celebration, and to Maggie Cyphers, who has coordinated so many details of today's liturgy and the reception that follows in the undercroft. The cathedral musicians and the choir were exceptional, wouldn't you agree? Our gratitude would not be complete without a few words from our Superior General in France, who has sent a message for this occasion, and I am happy to read it to you because it conveys her closeness with us here. Dated June 22nd, 2019, to our little sisters, associates, friends, and benefactors gathered for today's Thanksgiving celebration of 150 years presence in Louisville. This year, 2018 and 2019, is a remarkable milestone for our congregation of the Little Sisters of the Poor, with the celebration of the 150th anniversary of the arrival of the first Little Sisters in the United States. Today, I am very happy to send this message to all of you gathered in Louisville to mark 150 years since the arrival of our Little Sisters in this city, and the opening of St. Joseph's Home on September 22, 1869. I wish to associate myself in a special way to today's Eucharist, and we all thank Archbishop Joseph Edward Kurtz for graciously accepting to be the main celebrant. He is such a faithful friend of the home and a true father and good shepherd. This Mass of Thanksgiving in the beautiful Cathedral of the Assumption enables us to express our deep gratitude to the Lord for his watchful care over our community and residents here, ever since our foundation first opened its doors. Our gratitude extends to all the concelebrating priests and deacons, as well as the religious brothers and sisters who are participating in this joyful celebration. Together with Mother Provincial Maria Christine, Mother Paul, and all our little sisters in Louisville. I would like to express our heartfelt thanks to all our collaborators who act as intermediaries of divine providence. For us, our Shan Chugan associates, staff members, benefactors, volunteers, and many good friends, past and present, who have supported us so very generously and continue to do so day after day, enabling us to provide for the needs of numerous elderly persons over the decades in a family-style environment, according to the charism of our mother foundress, St. Shan Chugan. Without you all, we would not be here today. I seize this opportunity to mention another great need, that of vocations, so that our work may thrive throughout the United States and all over the world. Please join us in praying that many young women may have the courage to answer the Lord's call to religious life and discover the immense joy of serving Him in the elderly. I ask God to bless you and your families abundantly, and may our Blessed Lady, St. Joseph, and St. Shan Chugan continue to intercede for all your intentions. Signed, Sister Maria del Monte Auxiliadora, Superior General. So I believe that Mother Maria has really expressed well the sentiments that's in the hearts of every little sister today and this year. But if you would indulge for just a couple moments, we can't really appreciate the significance of today's celebration without a brief glance, very brief glance, back to 1868 and 1869. The Archbishop has touched on it very well in his homily and his remarks. But you know, there would be no circle of friends today for us if it had not taken shape back when the first seven little sisters left our mother house in Brittany, France, on a mission to expand our still young congregation beyond Europe to the shores of North America. Their first destination was Brooklyn, New York. But just 12 months later, on September 22, 1869, another group of young sisters would come west to Kentucky to begin the seventh of 13 foundations in the United States within only 4 years. The circle was growing and becoming stronger among our friends. The historical importance of Bardstown in the westward migration and the expansion of Catholicism is well documented. When our sisters arrived in Louisville in 1869, they were true pioneers. They had traveled over 4,000 miles, first on a French iron steamship that would sink 4 years later, and then inland by train until they passed through the doors to a small house on 10th Street. This home had been given to them after a great help on the part of the Archbishop at the time. So it was only fitting that St. Joseph be chosen as the patron and the protector of our mission here. After all, he was the patron of Bardstown's proto-cathedral, as well as of your archdiocese. So yes, we can say that St. Joseph remains the go-to intercessor for our circle of friends here in Louisville. But who did the sisters turn to in those first days? Our first sisters that arrived in Brooklyn from the mother house spoke only French, German, Flemish, and thankfully two who came from Ireland spoke English. None had ever been to America, and they had no idea what to expect. There were no American little sister vocations yet. So who showed the sisters where to go and how to establish the collecting route? It was the local parishioners and neighbors like yourselves, Catholic and non-Catholic, and the kind priest and religious communities who helped the little sisters get established. We know that in those years following the Civil War, conditions for the poor, especially the elderly poor, were deplorable. Disease was rampant. And where were the elderly? Many were begging on bustling street corners. Others were forgotten by those who couldn't support them any longer. And still others found themselves alone after losing sons and daughters in the Civil War. Yes, the elderly needed the little sisters, and the little sisters needed the friends who would help them to learn the American ways, help them to acquire lodging, bedding, food, medical attention, the consolation of the sacraments, and so much more for their elderly poor. This is how the Little Sisters' Circle of Friends took off in every country and every city. Thanks to the example of our mother founder, St. Jean Jugan, who herself spontaneously tapped the love and goodness in people's hearts. Jean Jugan adored Jesus in the Eucharist, and from there she found him in others. Her spirit of gratitude drew its source in the body and blood of Christ, and then was expressed in charity. This is why the Feast of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ, which we celebrate this weekend, was so well chosen for this celebration. We feel very much a part of this city and the surrounding towns, and of course we're at home in the Archdiocese of Louisville. The presence of so many here in your diverse roles, like our wonderful Knights of Columbus, our lay Board of Advisory members, and so many others mentioned in that greeting of our Superior General, indeed shows us that you esteem the mission of caring for the elderly poor. And that's a powerful statement for which we thank you with all of our hearts. And one last appeal to go along with our Superior General, I would like to say thank you to the, on behalf of all the Little Sisters of the Poor, for the spirit of not only this city, but the state that has fostered many vocations over the decades to our community. Some of our Little Sisters are here today who are Kentuckians. I can't just say those from Louisville, because there's others who are Little Sisters that have come from other parts of the state. So please join us in praying that many young women will continue to have that love and courage in their hearts to consecrate their lives to God as Little Sisters of the Poor. We certainly want to continue well for another 150 years. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for your indulgence.
Together now, let's stand for the final blessing. Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God. And may the second 150 years of the Little Sisters of the Poor in Louisville be just as exciting as the first. Thank you.